Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. And this is your host, Ashwin. Welcome to Friday morning here in Chennai on the 13th of October. Maharashtra is not banning firecrackers for Diwali. Yes, the rumor was on that Maharashtra will take over after Delhi in banning the firecrackers to reduce the pollution and all of that. But it's not happening. Hurricane Opahliya heads for Europe. Bitcoin set a new price record as Japan picked up China's slack. And an American media company announces a film on, wait for it, Arvind Kejriwal. Can you believe it? First piece on the news is Maharashtra won't ban fireworks, says the state environment minister. Ramdas Kadam on Thursday said that the sale or use of firecrackers would not be banned in the state. The administration neither has and nor ever will issue any such order. Public awareness should help in pollution control, he said. Earlier, Kadam had said that he would request the Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis to ban crackers, but he soon realized that it's not really possible. Hurricane Opahliya heads for Europe. The 10th consecutive tropical cyclone to reach hurricane intensity in the Atlantic Ocean may set records for the strongest storm outside the tropics. It is projected to skim past the Azores Islands, Portugal and Spain before hitting Ireland and UK early next week. So people travelling around should definitely be careful. Bitcoin set a new price record as Japan picked up China's slack. The cryptocurrency's new peak of $5,100. That's almost, I don't even know how much in rupees. 3.5 lakhs. That's right. It surpassed the previous record set about a month ago. In the intervening weeks, Bitcoin plummeted due to a Chinese government crackdown, but operators have fled to Japan, which gave licenses to 11 new Bitcoin exchanges. So that whole China episode has now really not played a long effect in terms of just the price fall, because Bitcoin's back up and running above what it was. Last piece in the news is an American media company announces a film on Arvind Kejriwal. That's right, US media company Vice has announced that it will soon launch a biographical film on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal titled An Insignificant Man. Yes, you heard me right, An Insignificant Man. The film is a non-fiction political thriller that chronicles the rise of Kejriwal from a social activist to a politician. The film will reportedly be shown in over 22 countries in theaters, on television and digitally. I really can't wait to watch this movie. I was an Arvind Kejriwal fan once upon a time. My friends still give me dirt on it. But it was a wise decision then. Now it just seems so foolish. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go, last for the week. You guys have a great weekend ahead, and I will see you tomorrow same time. In fact, I recorded the news early today because I'm off to a lake cleaning session in Keelakattai Lake, which is about 15 kilometers from my house. 15 to 20 kilometers, yes. It's going to be fun, and a bunch of us from the company are doing this. Looking forward to that, and see you Monday same time. Have a great day, guys. In the background, I'm leaving you with Banjara from Chef, second time in the week. But I really like this song.